You're listening to a brand new session of the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope. As you can see, I'm a little rough off the edges, a little skewed on our session here. I thought I got timing down all right, but it's all good. We're getting back into the swing of things. So our first grand set, we first heard Caroline Polachek with Starburned and Unkissed, followed by music from the original game soundtrack of Gris, two tracks called Komorabi and Karusu. And then heard a dear friend of mine, Avi C. Engel. They released a new EP, I believe, called Strangling Vine this summer. And we heard the long extended track, which I love the title of this session, called Owl Flies Home. And then a new band has been formed within a combination of older bands, the members joining together, called Hands Pockets. They are an Ontario-based rock, alternative math rock group, and they are about to be releasing their debut release next year, from my info here. We just heard a new single called Not Worth Fixing, and if you're in Toronto on September 6th, they will be playing at the Monarch Tavern alongside John's Cottage. For our shorter second grand set here that I had to adjust, we have Velvis, Iowa, and Men I Trust. Velvis, I will have to ask pronunciation, is the alternative singer, songwriter, guitarist Trisha Lee, who has been amazing this summer because they assisted and organized with me my most recent solo gig in Toronto, playing at the Spadina Museum as part of the Music in the Orchard series. My day that I was performing was so random and couldn't decide if it wanted to keep on raining or be sunny. So with all my instruments and electronic stuff, we had to play inside. I want to play outside one day for all the flowers and all the beautiful people. But it was amazing. I had some lovely movement artists with that. And I really love that, to be able to combine the different art forms together like that. So we will be listening to a music by Velvis. Trisha is a musician herself. And we will be listening to the album, the self-titled, self-named album Velvis from 2019, and the song called Lorelei. Here it is on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope.
See them speak. Listening your life on song.
starting our second grand set, we had Velvice with the track Lorelei from their self-titled album in 2019. A newer friend I've made, his name is Irwin, and his artist name is Iwa, I-W-A. They are a French artist established in Canada for 3 years now, continuing their journey to build bridges between pop melodies, percussion, electronic sounds, and vocal improvisations. They just released their debut EP called Adn, A-D-N. It's four songs that speak to their journey towards empowerment as a queer individual and artist. We heard the title track, Adn, from this album, or EP, I should say. And finally, we heard my favorite band, of course, Men I Trust, which perfectly surmises the last month of everything that's gone on, called Lifelong Song, from their 2021 album, Untourable Album. Just, yeah, again, this August was so full of great highs and lows and stuff to work through, but it's amazing. And it is a lifelong song to work through. More on that I will hopefully get to in future sessions as I return and get back into the guardian chair here. I want to finish off our session with another new artist that I've been listening to, this time from a help from my bestie, Ando. Their name is Claro, the American singer-songwriter of indie soft rock. It's one of his favorite artists, and especially the new album that came out from Claro, Charm, released on Virgin Records. Especially a song that I can really relate to, and because I've been getting really confident, even more confident now. So it's called Sexy to Someone, and I know certain someone who I think thinks I'm very sexy, so more on that later. So I want to finish our session today with Sexy to Someone by Claro. This has been the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, online at CFRU.ca and Mixcloud, and syndicating across the lands. Keep informed with this award-winning show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at SMK Observes. I have been your guardian overseer, Nicholas Cooper. Until next we behold, look inward and beyond. Park.
From music composition to the soundscapes of our built and natural environments, the study of sound can be approached from many perspectives. The Faculty of Communication, Art, and Technology offers courses in sound in each of these three schools. Open to any undergraduate student interested in studying sound, the new Certificate in Sound offers the opportunity to gain recognition for a broad study of sound across a variety of disciplines. Talk to your advisor or visit FCAT's website for more details about the certificate.
If you want to explore unique perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media, you are listening to the right channel. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.